Hello, Edge.
Hi, Simon. How's it going?
I'm fine. Now, are you first class or second class passengers?
I don't know. No one's told us yet. Fly on the airplane, man.
Now, Bono has this Manchester fixation at the moment. Are you being a Gallagher brother?
I'd love to be. I'll be a Gallagher brother, yep.
Okay.
Any day.
You were spotted at the Oasis party. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't go to the gigs, man. Just go to the parties.
Actually, you were sounding a bit like Robbie from Take That there, just for a second, so...
Yeah, we were at the gig. It was a great gig. They're a great band.
Now, you're in Dublin, and you're on two different phone lines, but you're standing next to each other. Is this right?
It's something like that. We're in the same room, but we're actually...
So you can see each other?
Yeah. It's a metaphor, man.
A metaphor for what, Bono?
Far away, so close.
Right. First of all...
Right. What?
So, Miss Sarajevo, is it true this came from a TV show about a bizarre fashion competition, a beauty competition?
Well, I'll tell you what it was. It was a documentary that I produced, actually, with a company called Dream Chaser, and we produced a documentary about the kind of underground life of Sarajevo and the life of the youth culture and the sort of everyday surrealists that the Sarajevans have become, you know, just to kind of get on with their day. They've developed this really black sense of humor, like, you know, the Sarajevans tell jokes about themselves, like, what's the difference between Auschwitz and Sarajevo? Well, you know, in Auschwitz they had gas. Things like that, and they just got a very black sense of humor.
Yes.
And a kind of, the beauty pageant that they put on, Miss Sarajevo, was, again, just a way for the, I guess, the women to feel that they were contributing not only on the front line, but back in the city as well, by lifting people's spirits, making people laugh. And it's really about that. Beauty pageant that the song was written.
And what was it like working with Pavarotti?
Pav is our hero. I mean, he's much more rock and roll than anyone we've ever met before.
In what way, Edge?
Well, in the sense that when you enter Pavarotti's world, it is like this place where all other kind of normal realities are suspended. It's like he's not just the king of his kingdom. He's like an emperor. It's quite astonishing. And, you know, within his world of opera, I suppose, he's like Elvis, you know. And so for us, it was incredible to see how he operated and how... just his life. It's an incredible life.
It's a big life. Everything's big about him. His big heart, big voice.
What does he actually sing on the record? I mean, it's obviously in Italian, so...
It says, the lyric is... We wrote it in English, and then a friend of mine, Anna Manzarotto, translated it. It says, you say, like a river finds its way back to the sea, you'll find your way back to me. You say that love will find the way, but love, I'm not a praying man. And in love, I can't believe anymore. And for love, I can't wait anymore. And I guess that's kind of the feeling of the people in Sarajevo when they just felt the world was just ignoring them, and they were always told that any minute help would come, but help never came. And I think, I mean, I wouldn't dare sing that, but with Luciano singing it, it actually makes more sense in Italian, I think, than it would in English, because you just feel what he has to say.
So he sings that, and then it comes back to you, Bono, and do you actually sing Is There a Time for East 17? Is this a reference to the British pop group of the same name?
Well, yeah, actually, it was, just because in Sarajevo, they have this shelter there, which is really just a big disco, and at night they turn up the music, you know, deafening levels to drown out the sound of the shelling, and because all their nerves are shattered, and when they hear a shell fall, it could be their house, it could be their loved ones, and so they have the music on very loud, and they play our music there, they play Massive Attack, are very popular there, and one of the most popular pop groups are E17, so I just, you know.
Also, it happened to rhyme with Beauty Queen.
Oh, that's that as well.
Take that, bit. Unfortunately, doesn't rhyme.
Yes, no, it's a very good point. Are there going to be any other singles coming from the album? Like Your Blue Room, for example, sounds rather groovy.
Yeah, that's one of my favourite songs.
I guess if you start playing it every time you have a show, then maybe you'll have to release it as a single song.
Is that a promise?
Yeah, that's a promise.
It's just we wanted kind of a quiet release for this record, because we've got a big, loud rock and roll record coming, and we just wanted to put this out, and if people were excited by it, that they, you know, they would sort of discover it. And then the single Miss Sarajevo seemed natural, and we put that out, and now people are getting very excited about it, and I don't know if we'll release a second single, but if we were, it would certainly be that song.
All right, more in a moment with Bono and the Edge from the Windmill Studios in Dublin. At your Wild Horses, we're talking to Bono and the Edge, interrupting, in fact, the new album, stopping a work in progress. Is it a big kick-ass rock and roll album? Just spout about it.
Well, it's great to be in the studio. It's great to be here. And it is, as you know, we are very exciting, Simon. And
absolutely.
So just us being in the room together is exciting in itself.
I can't get over just sitting this close to the Edge.
I'm very excited. I have been all morning. But the music is also really...
dull.
Turning us on. No, so far, it's
we're exciting. Great. The music's dull.
We have Howie B over at the moment. We asked him over for a week to do some vibing with us.
Extraordinary DJ.
What does vibing involve?
It involves basically getting like heavily into some mad sounds and seeing what comes out of it, and
also prayer and fasting and you know, just taking your shoes off before you come into the studio. We all bow in front of Harry B, and he's a DJ, and he's just a master mixer, and it's kind of interesting,
Simon,
for a rock
Harry.
And roll group to work with a DJ. He's like our drummer at the moment, because Larry's not the Mae West, and
is that because he's just had a kid?
No, he just wasn't feeling well.
Oh, right. Oh, okay.
So he's out of the studio, so, like, our drummer is this silver box of Howie B. He's just playing great records, and we're playing along to them.
Is it true Larry's baby's called Elvis?
That's one of his names.
All right, okay.
He's just our kid at the moment.
All right. Now, the other piece of work that you've been involved with that's around at the moment is the Bond theme and the work with Tina Turner. Are you pleased with the way that's turned out?
Yeah, it's great. They didn't put much of my guitar in it, but apart from that, it's great.
Can you not complain? I mean, for heaven's sake, your Edge.
Well, the thing is, I was out of the studio, Simon. That's what happens, you know. You're in there, your guitar is all over the song, it sounds great, you're happy, you leave the door, or you leave the studio, and you come back like a couple of hours later and it's all
you're
gone.
You're the Edge, man. You're the Edge, man.
When you do a Bond theme, are you like given instructions to make it sound in, you know, in a particular way? Because they all have a similar sound.
The vibe was there.
We decided to write one that was in that genre because that was kind of the fun of it, you know. It was at the end of the project that we Nellie Hooper, who produced, turned around to us and he said, look, we've done it. It's like, this is a James Bond song. It's not one of your songs. It's not one of my things. This is James Bond. And that's really, I suppose, why we did it, was because we're kind of into that genre, into the what those theme songs are about, and we thought we could do one.
Have you seen the film?
No, we've seen a trailer. We've seen some highlights, but we haven't actually seen it yet.
As long as the first 3 minutes are great, we're happy. But Tina Turner is the other reason we did this, because an opportunity to work with her voice, which has got to be one of the most extraordinary voices ever. And, you know, that was part of it. And another reason was that Chris Blackwell, who owns Island Records, he has a house in Jamaica called Goldeneye.
Oh.
And that's where all where Ian Fleming wrote all the James Bond books. And when myself and Ali, that's my wife Ali, were broke years ago and we got married, he gave us this house for 3 weeks as a wedding present. And we went out there and it kind of blew our minds, and it's always been back a few times since, and it has a very strong feelings about that place and that house. And So we really couldn't let anyone else write a theme song called Goldeneye.
When you were around last time strutting the stage, the way you do, you had this Mephisto character. I was just wondering if this could give you an inspiration for the next character. Maybe you could be Bond-like, maybe, and sort of strut the stage and shoot people?
I could be the bad guy in the next Bond movie. That's not a bad idea.
Replacing Robbie Coltrane, you mean?
I think Bono has Odd Job. Pretty good.
Gives it job.
Well, we'll play the Tina Turner song. Thanks very much for talking to us, Bono. Thank you, Edge. And when do we get to hear some new U2 stuff? What sort of timescale is that?
We've just got a couple of records there, Simon. I mean, come on, like, give us a chance.
I'm impatient. I called this a U2 project and I was told off, so, you know.
Well, it's not per se, as you know, but we're involved.
Right. And is it also true that your manager's trying to buy Wimbledon Football Club and move them to Dublin and call them the Dublin Dons?
Wow, what a concept. They should just call them the Wombles. The Dombles. Dumbbells. I don't know, I haven't heard that. He has a cool rumour.
Yeah, it was a big story in the Observer newspaper last weekend.
Wow. So. Well, it must be true if it was in the newspaper.
Absolutely. Bono and Edge, thanks very much for talking to us.
Okay. See you next time.
Okay, here's Tina Turner.